tell me about do you like to travel, sir?
No, sir, I don't like traveling.
Have you ever done much traveling?
Well, right smart, never have either. I have never been no places much. I've been to Oklahoma to see my mother. They live in Oklahoma, my mother and two sisters. My mother's 98 years old,
yes.
Still living. And I've been to Houston. Of course, I've been to Oklahoma, and that's about far as I've been. I've been right here, Treadle Down.
Do you belong to any men's clubs or anything here?
No, sir. I don't belong. I've had letters from them, Chamber of Commerce, and all want me to join them, but I never did join them.
And tell me about some of the people you worked with when you were farming.
Well, I never did work with any of them. Best Negro labor all I had, you know. And of course, I make my cutting in 1919. It rained all year, and I made a complete failure. And then I went on to college and decided I'd get my college degree there. And I just about got it to where I got mad because I didn't bring in my notebook on that cursed dairying. For instance, the professor wants you to judge a good dairy cow by wedge-shaped cow. Wedge-shaped, you know? Head up there and then comes on out here, you know, wedge-shaped. I didn't have no notebook to that effect and stuff. And he gave me a D just because I didn't bring up a notebook. And I quit. I knew more about farming than he did.
Yes.
And dairy.
And so your mother's father, you say, was district judge?
District judge of Liberty County for 40 years.
Was he born over in Liberty County?
No, he wasn't born. I don't know where he was born at. I do know where he was born, too. He was born out here west of Huntsville, 1 mile from my grandfather's place. They owned 1,500 acres, and had a large bunch of children. And my grandfather was one of the offsprings of that family.
And what about your grandmother, your mother's mother?
She died when my mother was 3 years old. I never did remember.
So you don't know where she was?
No. I know where she's buried at. She's buried in Cleveland with Grandpa but him and his three wives. With four wives now. The last wife died here about 6 years ago. He had four wives.
Four?
Married full time.
What about your father's family? Tell me about your father's
family. Well, my father's family, they had 8 children. And 2 girls and 6 boys. One of the boys was killed accidentally on a deer hunt when a man shot him and thought he was a deer walking through the thicket of brush, jingling, you know. One of my father's brothers was killed accidentally that way. And then the rest of them went to school with him. One of them had a lawyer whose child is county judge here today, Amos. He's my first cousin, county judge. Been county judge for 20 years.
I didn't know that was your first cousin.
Yeah, he's my first cousin. My father's, his mother, my father's brother and sister.
Where do you think your father's parents were born?
Alabama.
Both of
them? They came from Alabama in 1860, something like that now. I wouldn't exactly put the date down on it.
So were they married when they came to Texas?
They came with an uncle and aunt. They were young children when it came to Texas. They came in 1847, that's when it came. They came in 1847 to Texas. And he married one of the Randolphs who lived out there, daughters. Randolph's prominent family. So
your grandmother was born?
Born out there. She was born out there. And when the moved in, when they went to court and going with one another, so he married Nan Lee J.G. my grandfather, J.G. And then after he married, he went into a lease contract with the state for the convict women. He had 800 acres of land. His uncle and aunt had died and left it to him.